Welcome to the Mindset Unleashed Today podcast. My name is Tommy Gucciardo, and I'm excited to share my insights and experiences with you to help you shift your mindset and improve your life. Now, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be exploring different areas of life, discussing how to make positive changes. Now, I'll be doing this by interviewing guests who can provide additional perspectives and their experiences. I believe that by making a mindset shift, we can all unleash our full potential and create the lives we want to live. I hope you'll join me on this journey. All right, I want to welcome everybody back to Mindset Unleashed, where we focus on the power of the mind and how it transforms our lives on a daily basis. I'm your host, Tommy Gucciardo, and today I got a phenomenal guest. Now, this guy, Lucky Mazzie, says he's the greatest promoter in the world, on Earth, excuse me. So we're going to have to find this out, but I think he is, right? He started at a very young age in the music business. He's been around. He's an entrepreneur. He's got music out right now with Mr. Cheeks and Corrupt from Outkast, right?
The Dog Pound.
From Dog Pound. Dog Pound. Yeah. And, you know, he's we had a conversation before, and this guy, he's got a lot of stories. You know, I can relate to him. You know, he's come from a good family. I'm not going to tell his whole story. I'm just going to, like, really give a brief, and then I'm going to kick it over to him. But, you know, incarcerated, good parents, good family, you know, spent time in jail, addiction, and, you know, just a solid guy that's changing his life. And why don't you just, like, give us a little quick background of who you are, what you are, and, like, how you got involved in music, and we'll go from there, man.
Oh, thank you for having me, first of all.
No problem.
Appreciate it. How I got started in music is I worked for a company back in Chicago. It was for nonviolence, for putting down guns. And they used to have me hosting shows, like in different communities, different parks and things like that, for independent artists. That's how we were getting over to the neighborhood. And I met this wonderful man by the name of Dwayne Holmes. And he was, at that time, he was the Midwest regional rep for J Records. And he also held the marketing for, you know, different other companies too, through subsidiary marketing work. And that just allowed me to always be around everyone. I mean, Puffy, 50, Lloyd Banks, Jasmine and Sullivan, Music Soul Child. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And I also attended Columbia College Chicago. And that just kept me grounded to what direction I wanted to go in. And that's how I started off in music.
Okay, cool. Now, you know, that's the good part, right? Talk to me about, like what, you know, the problems that you had, like, growing up. And, you know, we talked about, like, you know, being incarcerated and your brother and stuff like that. Why don't you share us a little bit about that and, you know, tell the people a little bit about that?
No problem. I, you know, growing up in Chicago, although I did grow up in a great family and a great household, we still got entrapped by, you know, the different things going on, got ourselves into a bad group. Just growing up, it's not even really a bad group. We created a bad group. And, you know, by the time I was 19, my brother got locked up. And that hit our family really hard. And that left me, you know, pretty much solo. And I had to lean on music to get me through. And that's when everything started to happen really good. About, you know, down the line, I also went to prison. You know what I mean? Violent acts. And the lesson I learned from that was, especially, you know, having to go through Cook County Jail and the Illinois Department of Correction System, I just messed up. And at that point in time, I just felt really bad because both me and my brother were not really living up to what we were expected to be. And I moved to Vegas after that. After I got released, I moved to Vegas. And again, you know, I got put in position with a lot of great people, man. And I got greedy. I start using drugs more often, way more frequently. And then, you know, in Vegas, you know, you really don't realize it, but you know, when you wake up, you know, you toot a little bit, you drink a little bit, and then it keeps going on and on and on. And next thing you know, you have an addiction.
Right.
And my brother, I lost everything. I mean, the second time around, like, I lost everything. I didn't lose my business partners and friends like that, but they kind of shied away.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because they saw that I was declining.
They saw you in a spiral, right? They saw you out of control.
They saw me out of control. And, by the time I got locked up for the second time, man, the one thing about getting locked up while you're doing drugs is, like, that forces you to actually be sober, although there are drugs in prison.
Listen, I spent a lot of time in prison. There was drugs in there too. If you wanted to find a way to use, you can use, you know? And yeah. You know, and that's a time where, you know, like, you know, just for me, like, you know, it was quiet time, right? Like, you know, nobody had to know I could use, you know, I wouldn't, you know, no. But I didn't use, right? Like, I got through it. And, you know, that takes a lot of fortitude and a lot of strength to do that.
It does. It does. Especially, you know, when you're in prison, there's pretty much everything that you can just imagine if you want to if you want to spend your money to do that, if you want to spend your commissary to do that. And it just hit me, man, again. Like, it was like we talked earlier, it was like a spiritual awakening. Like, why am I here? You know what I mean? And I just created a plan. Like, I really buckled down in my mind. Like, I'm not going to do drugs again. I'm going to work out. I'm going to connect back with the people that love me and my friends. And here's a funny story, right? When I got released, I went right back to doing drugs, man. Like, I could not believe it, man. Like, I knew had a hold on me and I needed to control it, because while I was in prison, it was easy to say, hey, I'm going to stay away from this. I'm going to stay away from that. You know what I mean? Lockdown is really serious. And if you really don't focus on who's bringing it in and who's all that, you just really, you know, you're not in that mix.
Right. You just keep your head down and you don't even have to look. You don't know where it is. You just, you know,
exactly. Like,
but once you're out of jail, man, then, you know, like, there's nobody watching you. The CEO's not watching you. The counselors aren't watching you. You're on your own. And then you got to, like, you got to fend for yourself. So, like, that's when the real test comes in, you know?
And I failed.
It's all right. Hey, listen. It's not about failing, man. This is, you know, these are parts of our lives that we learn from, you know, and how we get better from them. You know, we find out where we, you know, I hate that word fail, right? That fail is such a bad word, right?
It's you such learn a lesson. Hard word.
You learn a lesson. You learn a lesson, right? And now you know what you have to do. Now you know, how to stay clean and how to live another day. You know, that's the most important thing.
It is. I had and the thing was, you know, as much as I still had my family, like, I called back home and I was like, hey, get me out of here, you know, like, get me out of here. And I just hopped on a bus, hopped on a plane, one way ticket, went back home. And being back home, you know, my friends, my really good friends, like my buddy, I was going to say this, DJ Ryebread. And guys at Studio 2020 Chicago, they were just really like, hey, get back into it, get back into it. And to me, I'm the defeated, you know what I mean? I just want to be clean and just live, you know what I mean? Like, hit some goals, like, you know, get a job and, you know, stuff when you get out of prison. You're just, like, trying to do stuff, you know, is one step at a time. And they're like, nah, man, like, you got to get back into this. We got to do it again. And as soon as I made the decision to stop, because I had a conversation with someone and he said, I got this group. I could send you to NNA, AA. And I was like, okay. And he's like, let's go tonight. And he's one of the musicians at the studio. You know, he's part owner And he see, he know who I am, and he see where I'm trying to go. And he's like, nah, come with me tonight. So I went with him to this NA meeting. And it was so profound that I immediately, soon after that, I started to get psychological help, and I admitted myself into rehab. So by 2019, I'm on my journey to recovery. And and I've been clean since then.
Wow, that's phenomenal. You know, and you know, you're in an industry that I'm sure you're in a lot of nightclubs, you're in a lot of situations where there's, you know, where there's drinking, where there's people smoking and partying. How do you keep yourself away from that? Or how do you like just stay back and don't use?
Well, you know, it's part of the industry, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. You know what I mean? And everybody has to go through their phase of, if I do want to hang out and drink, and or if I don't. Now, how I'm getting through it now is because I am with a wonderful person, and her name is Kelly. She's a nurse, and she's pretty much on top of me about every and anything that I do, you know what I mean, which is okay. And again, if I'm in the club surroundings, I'm usually with her.
Good. So you have a support system with you.
Yep. And my buddies like Stevie, Ty, This Ain't 2K. This Ain't 2K is in rehab too. Like, he's recovering. Two of my partners, like, they all know, like, no, Lucky is not going to do this. He's right. Not going to go over there. Right. He's not going to do that. He's not. And they're right. Very active with me. Like, nah, we're not.
That's
doing
phenomenal,
that.
Man. It's great to have support. You know, that's what it's all about, you know, because if you're by yourself, you know, you never know. You just never know. Yeah. You always need that extra support, you know, in your life.
You know what I mean? That's what I talk about a lot is like the impulse.
Right.
Decision making, you know, people, places, and things. Yep. You know, being alone, it is different. But I usually, if I am alone, I go do something and I go right back to my room.
Right.
And I'm done for the night. You know what I mean?
Right.
I've you know, we've been there. We've done that already. You know what I mean? I know what it feels like to, you know, be with hot girls or be with the flossing guys and all that stuff. Like, that's all fun and it's all okay. I commend people for having
fun. Yeah, some
fun,
people could do that. You know, I know if I do that, it's not, I'm not coming home, you know, so.
I'm not coming home at all, man. Right. Like, it's not a good thing.
So now, how does that help you with your music? Like, being through all these things, being through, you know, being incarcerated, you know, using, you know, your brother getting locked up, you know, having good families. Like, how do you incorporate that into your, do you incorporate that stuff into your music?
I do. Living that certain lifestyle of, you know, growing up in the gray household, it teaches you responsibility and different lessons. And then growing up in Chicago and, or, you know, North Las Vegas, those teach you different lessons. And, I really couldn't tell you. You know, I just couldn't. It's a one step at a time thing, I guess. You know, and I don't want to let my family down, and most importantly, I don't want to let myself down or my children. When you're locked up and when you're on drugs, that's the first thing to go. Like, your family and your children, like, you start to see that this is the example that you're portraying to anyone. And I don't want my daughters to think that, you know, making mistakes and being a fly boy or a hot boy is okay.
Right. No, I hear you. Because it's not. It's about integrity. It's about, you know, doing the right thing. And, you know, sometimes those things don't happen when you live that lifestyle, you know, there's nothing good happening. So it's,
yeah, you're right about that, man.
So it's important to have that integrity, you know, and show that to your daughter, you know, kids, it's tough this day, you know, these kids nowadays, it's really, really hard out there, and we got to show them, we got to teach them, we got to lead them, we got to show them the right way.
Exactly. And if, you know, everyone's situation is different, you know, I'm going to do the best I can for my children and be involved in their life the best way that I can. You know what I mean? And that's the decision that I've made, is to stay clean and stay out of prison for them and myself.
Talk to me a little bit about, like, what's on the horizon for you. What kind of goals, what kind of, you know, what do you have in the pipeline? Like, what are we going to see? Are we going to see you somewhere? You said you're the greatest promoter on earth. Like, what are we promoting right now? Tell me what's going on.
I am. You know what? A fantastic thing just happened. Not too long ago, Kelly and I got to interview Kim Whitley for a slug in the magazine, which is the magazine. In the past, we've had women conferences at UNLV, which we expect to do that pretty soon. I'm going to Hollywood with my boy This Ain't 2K and Ty. We should be doing another show somewhere in Hollywood, one of those major clubs, and I'm really looking forward to that, because Hollywood has really accepted our music and accepted the brand. The song in Hollywood is a rave EDM song, so yeah, we've really crossed over into a new genre, and it's really fun. I have some things in Las Vegas that are happening, like I have some events that may transpire. And I'm really excited about it, because it involves reggae, it involves Mr. Cheeks, it involves a lot of people, a lot of black actors and black entertainment that I'm really excited about.
Okay. All right. That's great, man. You know, it's like, you know, here you are, you're a guy who, you know, was in jail and, you know, reinventing himself. And it's just great to see. It's great to see somebody that, you know, stays true to himself and stays true to what he loves. You know, like, music is what you love. Entertaining is what you love. So why not keep doing it? And why not keep doing it the right way? You know, and that's the, you know, when you find a passion in life, you know, anything is possible, and you found a passion and you're going for it.
And you know what? Another thing is, I'm, like we talked earlier, like, we still have personal situations that we're going through at home.
Yes.
And that have been made public. And I'm looking inside of myself right now, because I'm trying to do the right thing.
Right.
And handle things the correct way.
Mm-hmm.
And let the system work for me, but it's not working right now. And I'm just really just trying to stay strong and in the right mind frame. You know, not to be in between those four walls ever again, right. Not to go through processing ever again.
No,
I do not want to eat a noodle burrito.
No,
anytime soon, a spread. And right. I'm just really trying to keep my head above water again, taking it day by day, because the devil is real, you know? And I try to say that all the time. You know, there's something in the Bible that says, you know, we're not fighting against things that are the physical world. We're fighting against the things that are unseen and not seen. And that's pretty much what's happening to me right now. We're in an interracial relationship. The racial social concerns are not, you know, at their best right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? America is doing really bad when it comes to that. So we're fighting. Not only have we been, you know, going through some things, we're fighting the race issue too, you know, which blinds most people. And marching for women empowerment and Black Lives Matter and things like that. I'm almost at a fork road, you know, where if I keep doing the right things, I'm just going to pray that they continue to work out. But if I make one wrong decision right now, or get back into my old ways or my old ways of thinking, we're not going to be having the same conversation.
Right. Right. And that's the most important thing, you know, because now you're starting to process things and you're not acting on impulse, which we talked about. Like, impulse is like, for me, I have to take a breath, you know, and I have to pause, because if I act on impulse, no matter how much work I do on myself or how much, you know, clean time I have, or how much I distance myself from my old life, you know, sometimes impulse takes over and things come out that you don't want to come out. And, you know, you have to take that breath and you have to pause because, you know, we could easily revert back to where we were like that. And
easily. Again, I went to high school, graduated high school, went to college, man. I'm certified in warehouse and distribution and things like that. You know what I mean? I'm well educated, but none of that matters when you have that DNA in you. You know what I mean? When you're from a rough place and you just respond and react, you know, you have to, I had to recondition and reset everything, you know, that I knew. Because like I said, you know, growing up Midwest, East Coast, West Coast, if somebody bring it to you, you're giving it right back. If not worse than how they brought it. So, my mistakes in life has led me to believe that it's not about what you do, it's how you handle it. It's how you handle what just happened to you. And like you said, this impulse thing, man, it's hard to keep it under control when you know that, you know, you're a savage. And no, for real.
No, I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it.
Like so many people don't know how close they are to really getting truly messed up. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, I get it, man. I get it.
If you've been in medium security or max security prison, you know, it's a jungle in there. And like I was telling you earlier, I didn't go through Cook County Jail and, you know, a super max to let some chumps get to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? And we definitely survived race wars. Just your opposition, if you're into that, your opposition really getting at you in prison, you got to stand up for yourself or die.
Right.
And I'm really not trying to bring that behavior to this situation.
No, I get it.
And they're trying to make me like they're doing everything to try to do that.
Right.
To try to get me to slip up, but right. I'm just not going to do it.
No, and I know you talked about, you know, hold on. I know you talked about what was happening earlier, you know, like, you know, sometimes, you know, we want to just take control of ourselves and take control of the situation. And, you know, it's better to just stand back and let the things play out, because when you control something and you're trying to control it, it never ends up right. So I know you're going through a situation, you know, just let it go to, you know, you have to let it go. You have to let it go to fruition. It's going to happen. Whatever's going to happen from, it's going to happen from it. You know, and you just got to, you know, stay the course. And, you know, things work out for the right reasons, man. Things work out. They might not work out today, but they work out for the right reasons. And, you know, you're staying true to yourself. And that's the blessing, man. That's just the blessing. And especially in the industry you're in, the life that you had, just staying true to yourself it's a miracle, man. You are a miracle.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. And I really appreciate this interview letting me get this part of my life out. You know, most interviews that I do, you know, they're just basically, you know, what's going on with the music? And, you know, is that. But this, you know, when we talked earlier, I really felt comfortable with this because, again, I'm at a crossroads and I'm really like, okay, I have success in the music industry, which I've been waiting for and working for. And now these people are putting me in a place where I don't want to be on the other end. So it's polarity, really. You know what
right.
I mean? It's it's both sides of the pendulum swings both ways, you
right.
know? And that's what I'm dealing with right now. And I'm trying to use these good vibes so my pendulum can swing more this way
right.
than it is that way.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And, yeah, man. So
right,
thank
good.
You for those compliments.
No problem. Anytime, man. It was a pleasure talking to you. And why don't you let everybody know where to find you and where they can hear your music and how they could find you and all your events that you're doing.
Oh, absolutely. Lucky Mazie, LuckyMazie. You can always Google that. And Google the greatest promoter on earth. That's why I am on Instagram, which is spelled just like how it sounds, the greatest promoter on earth. And you can definitely find me and find everything.
Phenomenal. Once again, thank you for showing up. Thank you for coming. you know, I enjoyed talking to you. I enjoyed hearing from you. And, you know, just keep up the good work, man. Just keep it one day at a time. You'll be fine. Just keep on staying the path and, you know, you'll have all the blessings.
Man, God is the greatest, man. And I appreciate that, man. I receive it too. I really appreciate it.
All right. All right. Thank you once again. And this was Mindset Unleashed. And, you know, we're out here to help you guys, you know, just like we did with Lucky, man. You know, he's a musician, but he has another side to him. And we want people to understand that you could do anything you want if you put your mind to it, man. Your life is at your fingertips. You could do anything you want. So just keep going one day at a time. Keep on moving forward. And, you know, it'll be great. Everything will be great.